Hey, welcome back to another episode. One of the biggest concerns in dropshipping isn't just making sales, it's handling refunds and exchanges. Unlike traditional e-commerce, you don't control inventory or fulfillment, which means managing returns requires a solid strategy. If you don't handle refunds well, you risk damaging your reputation, losing customers, and even facing disputes. That's why today, we're breaking down the best practices for handling refunds and exchanges in dropshipping so you can keep customers happy while protecting your business. Let's start with clear policies. Before you even get a refund request, your return and exchange policies should be easy to find and understand. Customers don't want to hunt for information, and if they're confused, they're more likely to get frustrated. Make sure your policies include what can and can't be returned, who covers return shipping costs, and how long customers have to request a refund or exchange. If certain products, like personalized items, aren't eligible for returns, state that clearly. Having strong policies is only half the battle. You also need to make them accessible. Include links to your refund policy on product pages, in the FAQ section, and on the checkout page. After a customer purchases, send a confirmation email that includes a link to your return policy. Formatting matters too. Highlight key points with bullet points or bold text so customers don't miss critical details. Next, let's talk about automation. Manually handling refunds and exchanges can be time consuming, but automation makes the process easier. Use a return portal where customers can submit refund requests without needing to email support. This system can generate return labels, track progress, and send automated status updates. AI chatbots can also help by answering common questions, saving time for both you and your customers. Your supplier's return process matters just as much as yours. Some suppliers don't accept returns, which means you'll need to issue refunds without getting the product back. Before working with a supplier, clarify their return policies and how they handle defective or incorrect items. If possible, work with suppliers that allow returns or offer replacements to minimize your financial loss. Having multiple suppliers for the same product can also help, giving you more flexibility if issues arise. Effective communication is crucial. Customers expect updates on their refund or exchange status. Set up automated emails or SMS notifications so they know when their return is received, when their refund is processed, or when a replacement is on the way. If there's a delay, let them know before they reach out. A proactive approach builds trust and prevents negative reviews. Now, let's talk about refund processing. Speed matters. Customers don't like waiting weeks to get their money back, so process refunds quickly. Most payment gateways allow refunds within a few clicks, so don't delay. However, always verify the reason for the return. Some customers may try to take advantage of refund policies, so have a system in place to track repeat refund requests. When handling exchanges, offer easy replacements when possible. If a customer receives the wrong item or a damaged product, sending a replacement instead of a refund keeps the sale and maintains customer satisfaction. If the customer prefers a different size or color, make the exchange process seamless. Clearly outline whether they need to return the original item first or if you'll send a new one right away. Setting realistic expectations is key. Customers are more forgiving when they know what to expect. If returns take longer due to international shipping, be upfront about it. If refunds take 5 to 7 business days to process, let them know before they reach out asking about it. Transparency prevents unnecessary complaints and helps manage expectations. Handling returns efficiently isn't just about customer service. It's also about protecting your profits. if you're getting a high number of returns, analyze why. Is there a common issue with a product? Are customers confused about sizing? Use return data to improve your store, whether that means switching suppliers, improving product descriptions, or adding clearer sizing guides. Customer feedback is a powerful tool. Encourage customers to leave feedback after a return or exchange is completed. This not only helps you improve, but also shows customers that their opinions matter. A simple follow-up email asking, "How was your return experience?" can go a long way in refining your process. Finally, stay adaptable. Dropshipping is always evolving, and so are customer expectations. Regularly review your refund process to make sure it's as smooth and fair as possible. Keep testing different approaches, refine your policies, and always be on the lookout for ways to improve. That's it for today. Hope you enjoyed this episode. See you in the next one.